Over the years, the Texas lesser prairie chicken has caused a lot of drama for West Texas ranchers. Agricultural, wind, and oil development on the plains has threatened the species and could force landowners to change their practices. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is deciding whether to list the bird as an endangered species. The decision to put the Texas prairie chicken on the endangered species list is supposed to come by March 31st. Gene Richardson is with the Texas Farm Bureau.
No, I don't think anyone that's going to be working around the chicken wants to work with a listing.
The lesser prairie chicken is native to five states: Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Development has fragmented the population over the last century or so. The Fish and Wildlife Service estimates that about 50% of the chicken's population has dropped off since 2002 because of the drought. Richardson says he understands the species is in dire straits, but agriculture can be part of the solution.
So we think that farming around the habitat enhances the bird population, because historically you talk to any old-timers and they had a lot more birds back in the days when they raised hay grazer and shocked their own teeth and made their own hay.
Many landowners, worried that they'll be subject to new regulations of the bird, are signing up for conservation agreements. These agreements require landowners to alter their practices to help the chicken out. Sometimes that means having fewer cattle grazing on a certain acreage, or restoring prairie grasses, or removing tall structures. The lesser prairie chickens don't like tall structures. Calvin Richardson with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department says that these regulations don't just help the lesser prairie chicken, they help the broader ecosystem, like the water table.
Grasses that are effective nesting structure for chickens, those are some of the best sponges in the world. You know, when it does rain, it grabs that water, and the more it rains, the better it allows infiltration down into the water table. And so if you have too much bare ground out there or too much sod grasses instead of the bunch grasses, you don't get nearly the infiltration.
Ranchers that sign up for the conservation agreements won't have further land restrictions if the chicken ends up getting listed. According to Texas Parks and Wildlife, 84 Panhandle and Rolling Plains ranchers have already signed up. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.